the situation is really not encouraging till now. We have these two dimensions that we are called, invited to live, the dimension of the cross, of the sacrifice, and the dimension of the hope of the resurrection one day. And I said in this message that all our sacrifices in this life must look forward to the resurrection, and we don't stop with the sacrifice and with the cross, with the suffering. Till now we had many promises, many visits, many resolutions, but till now we haven't this normal life that we are looking for all the inhabitants of this Holy Land, whether Jews, Muslims or Christians. We will never lose hope, our courage, our faith does not lie on the situation that we are living now, but on the speech of the Lord who before us suffered in this land, before us wept on for Jerusalem, before us bore his cross until the Golgotha, and after came the resurrection. So we are encouraging our people to be strong, to be faithful, to be happy despite everything, that hoping that one day even Jerusalem will enjoy its vocation as a city of peace, city welcoming all the believers, when till now Jerusalem welcomes everybody, but at the same time divides everybody, divides all the believers. So we hope, we pray, and we rely on the solidarity of our universal church, of our friends who are hearing us. May the Lord bless you, give you good time, happy time, waiting for the resurrection and to sing together our hallelujah. Thank you.